Welcome to the Unbothered Moms, where we are shifting our perspectives and letting shit go. My name is Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are taking what you all have told us bothers you and we're going to discuss it.
We're excited.
First of all, thanks for your participation. And second of all, yeah, we're excited to just kind of see.
A lot of responses.
I know one of like, it looks like at least 30.
I think we have like 20.
Well,
but okay. That's amazing. We got so many responses and we're super excited to talk about them.
Yeah.
Because listen, everyone has issues and icks and things that just set them off, whether it be in the workplace, in a relationship, in general life.
Just in life. Yeah. In the wild.
We have things where we're just like, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
So like, it was just, what bothers you? What really sets you off?
I'm excited. All right. Let's get started.
Yeah.
You want to pick one?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to go.
So Kat typed all these up like she's literally 70 and.
Oh, this is funny. It says people chewing. And then it says, yo, chewing drives me insane. And we actually had a message that said, yo, chewing drives me insane. There was no comma. So I responded to the person and I was like, was I chewing on air?
You're like, is this a personal attack?
Because like I thought it said like, yo. Like
yeah,
me.
Like, yo, you.
And then he goes, this is why commas are important. Yo, chewing sets me off.
You're like, okay, that makes more sense.
So I feel better. But we actually had multiple people say chewing.
Oh,
open. I actually don't mind like chewing. My brother actually like, I don't know if he still does it. He's not like he doesn't smack his lips or anything, but he like makes noises while you would chew.
I can relate. So I make noises when I'm like really enjoying my food. I'm like, like I like hum. I don't even know. I just make noises. But open mouth chewing drives me up a wall.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really cared about chewing.
Like, it doesn't bother you?
No.
Maybe nobody around you does it.
I mean,
that's great.
It's like bad. I'd say it's bad
manners.
But
terrible manners. But it's disgusting. Mm. Absolutely disgusting. Would you look at you chewing and slurping? Okay. My kids turning their pants inside out with their underwear still attached.
Hate that.
That's so annoying.
It's so, then you have to take them both apart.
Yeah.
Because they just take everything off in one.
Yep.
Both my kids do it too.
Yeah. And they just slide. I feel like with girls especially, because the pants are tighter. Right, you're wearing like leggings or tights, and they just take everything off in once, and then
but
you
Knox
have to
does the
separate
same thing.
Every single piece.
Mm-hmm. It's a pain in the ass.
Why do they do that?
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
It's funny because
it happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. So things that annoy one person actually probably annoys.
You better not be an adult taking off your underwear and pants if and letting them stick together.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I've done that a handful of times. If I've had one too many drinks. It's at night and I have tight pants on.
It's all coming off.
It's all. Hey, we're just lucky that we got them off and got into bed. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am guilty of that.
I'll take that.
But it's not the norm.
Okay. Okay. This was a funny one. This is the one we laughed at. Ready? Anyone eating yogurt near me? When the spoon scrapes the plastic container, it makes my brain itch. Also, it's fucking empty. Stop scraping it. Are you a scraper?
And no.
Do you do the?
I'll do one like swirl scrape.
Okay.
Okay. But I was reading that and I was like, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Like fucking either bring another yogurt or just get over it.
Mm-hmm. Like it's gone.
It's done. If anything, just take your tongue and lick around it. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to keep scraping it. It's honestly, it's immature to do that.
Yeah.
Right? Like
I don't know. I feel like I don't think I'm a scraper, but maybe I am. I'm trying to think of the last time I had a yogurt, but I feel like I try to get every nook and cranny out.
I just do one. This is what I'll do. I'll do one like swipe around the outside and then I'll do like
oh,
on the
like
bottom.
The
like
oh.
No, like on the bottom. Like, you know, sometimes there's like stuff on the bottom. So I go, but there's something there. It's not like I'm like.
Guys, we're
I might be the problem.
I think you're the problem.
I might be the problem. I'm not sure, but I might be the problem.
We're trying out this new seating thing. We'll see how it goes. I feel...
We're unsure about it.
We're unsure. I feel like I keep moving because I'm like...
I just feel like I don't look at the camera as much. And I also feel like... So I have a large head in general. And I feel like this just... This, I look like I gave birth to you. I kind of hate it.
Yeah, I know.
But it's fine. I mean, it's comfortable.
I don't... See, I'm not super thing. Comfy.
You're not?
I don't know. I'm like...
Okay.
Well, we're testing it out, people.
We're getting used to it.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yep. Go again.
Your turn.
No, I kind of like... Being, no. I like the mystery of it because I don't know any of these. People who aren't listening to what you are saying because they keep interrupting, talking over you. I'm also guilty of
it's
that.
It's like you could literally tell someone that you're giving them $1 million, but they keep interrupting you, so you never get to fucking tell them that.
Right. You're like, actually, I'm going to give... Oh, one time I gave somebody... we weren't asking you, mm-hmm. but I'm guilty of that. I'm trying to get better at it.
See, I feel like we do that sometimes to each other here, but it's hard not to because we're like riffing.
Yeah, but I do it in general.
It's... I think if
I have a lot to say,
I know.
Nope, but nobody cares as much as I do.
Yeah,
and I need to realize that.
I think the issue is, know your audience.
Know your audience.
The topic. Like if someone's trying to be serious with you and like talk about something seriously, like shut up.
So when it's serious, I'm good at that. Mm-hmm. But when it's like a very casual conversation and riffing, I'm very quick to jump in to try to relate to somebody. Mm-hmm. Which is that good? Is that bad? I don't know.
It just really depends on who you're with.
Yeah. If it's serious, I will like listen. This mm-hmm. that's the other thing though. If it's serious, usually in a argument situation, I'll listen to figure out how I can rebuttal better. Mm-hmm. Which
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's why I don't have a boyfriend, because I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, okay. This person is irked by people who live in Pennsylvania but are Cowboys fans.
Okay, so I know why this is the case. Okay, so listen to me. I feel like, so our generation, we're in our 30s, and when we were younger, the Cowboys were really good during that time, and prior to having Red Zone and all these like NFL special channels, they were always on.
Prime time.
Yes, prime time. So when you're watching, you're seeing the Cowboys.
You're like, they're really good. I like them.
Just like guys in their 40s or people in their 40s. Are 49ers fans mm-hmm. because they were really good.
Rock.
Yeah, because they were really good during that time. So they're constantly seeing them on cable. I get it too. And same with some people, like I was a Tar Heels fan. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I saw them a lot, like basketball and stuff, because they were good when I was little.
Is that North Carolina?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had really great colors. So there's that too. But
baby blue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby blue and white. But yeah, so I feel like that's why. So I'm curious, will there be a lot of Eagles fans across the nation with this generation growing up? So the kids that are like, say, 10 to 15, 10 to maybe, 17.
Because they've been really doing well.
I mean, this past season, they were on at like 4 p.m. and after.
Yeah.
A lot of Monday
There's
nights.
A fun team, too.
Yeah.
Mm, we'll see.
So we'll see. But I feel like that's why. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Cowboys fans, but that's across the nation. It's not just Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's Pennsylvania.
But I feel like people
everywhere.
Who are from here mm-hmm. have such a hard time letting it go when people like the Cowboys and stuff like that.
If they were raised in a
here.
Family.
Or if they were like raised here, it's like people who are born here have a hard time with people who are also born here.
Yeah.
Love like the Cowboys, because that's like a direct like
insult. But like I grew
not
up here,
care.
But my parents were not sports people.
Yeah.
So we didn't really watch sports in our household. Mm-hmm. So I used to love the Yankees because when I started loving softball, mm-hmm. I'd turn on baseball because who watches softball, let's be honest.
I actually watched.
Oh.
I love like watching college softball. So
yes.
Fucking good.
My
to
friend
watch.
Allie would make us watch that yeah. all the time in the summer. But
all
the
right.
College World Series.
So good.
So good.
Next.
But I had a Derek Jeter jersey and he's my favorite player. I used to know the entire Yankees lineup. And this is a paragraph. Okay. Somebody said, when you are asked to join a meeting at work only to get no agenda and listen to small talk for the first 25 minutes, only to rush the last 5 minutes to half-ass cover the original topics that were never provided in advance via an agenda. And this person sounds like somebody who's type A.
Corporate world, though. But I would also get annoyed, too, to spend 25 minutes on a call where people are like,
bullshitting.
And then 5 minutes of rushing to be like, this is what we really need to focus on. And right. It's like, I would have preferred 25 minutes of the what is important
right.
to this 5 minutes of BS. And I don't need an agenda, but I'd like to know what the call is for. And let's just jump into that and not like, how are your kids, Susan? Don't care. Have my own.
Yeah. They're all pretty shitty.
Like I don't know, like small talk. Sometimes
there's time and place for it. Like, there's time and place.
What are you doing this weekend? Yeah. Like, does it matter? Like,
oh, do you actually care?
Like, no.
No,
and
you
that's
don't.
My problem is people don't care. It's like filler.
It's word vomit.
Dude, that's me when I walk my dog though. Okay. Mm. And I see like all these cute little people. I'm like, great weather, huh? And I'm like, I'm one of I'm like, look at spring has sprung.
You're like, lovely daffodils you have, Larry.
I always see like the same people. It'll be like raining and we're like, oh, the rain. Oh, hope you make it home before it really starts downpouring.
Be safe.
And then the other day I'm like, spring has sprung, Betty. And I'm like, God, I'm one of those. I'm not even 40 yet. And I'm talking about like the weather.
It's the fucking worst.
Like, what a beautiful day.
It's the worst.
How blessed are we?
Oh, have a blessed day. And if I don't,
oh, to be like, cut you.
Like, yeah, it is a default, though.
It is.
But I also respect the direct people and I can be that way sometimes. And people probably take me a little harsh at times.
You?
Oh, God.
Guys, this one's from my mom. I love Sharon. Are you ready for it? Mm-hmm. And this has always been like her mantra, though. She's always said this. Ready?
Yes.
People who talk and don't walk the walk. Oh. Talkers, not doers, burn my ass.
Not burn her ass. Not like, burning oh, Sharon's ass. Who's doing that to her? So rude.
Sharon. But she is. But she also, like I said, she's badass.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, the fan's broken. I'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the window has a crack. Replaced.
Talk like, to she talk, just does don't walk
it.
The walk.
She is a talker and walker.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's one of my problems in dating is people talk a good game,
but no action after.
The action is lacking, and men in your 30s and even your 40s, let's just walk the talk that we're talking. Okay,
talk the talk,
walk the walk.
That's good.
Or just
makes you think of Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka Flame.
But yeah, my mom. That really burns my ass.
I love remember burning.
We had the idiom one? We should have said, like, when we had our idiom episode of, like, screwing the pooch.
Oh, yeah.
That really burns my
burns my ass.
I'm also, like, nothing burns your ass besides those hot wings, Sharon.
Honestly, something that burns my ass is my black leather seats in my car in the summer.
Mm. Do they not get cool?
No. They don't offer that function because I asked for it after being in your bougie-ass car. Here, you can cool your seats with this button. Would you like it at a 1, 2, or 3 level? And I was like, this is amazing. So when I had to get my new lease, I was like, yeah, do you guys have any options where like the seats get cool? They're like, oh, we don't offer that. I'm like, you guys are behind the times because my ass was very breezy in my friend's car.
But that's the issue with that is that you get in other people's cars and you're like,
you get used
to
it.
But my thing is, I don't even, the heated feels great when I go on long drives to like my family. It like,
okay,
it's nice for my lumbar. Like it feels good.
I always feel like I peed myself when I put heated seats on and I have heated seats and I rarely use it. Cause I'm like, oh
yeah, you're like, something oh. But the cold, it helps with like swamp ass in the summer.
Yes.
Sorry. Listen, people out here, we got thick thighs. We got booties.
Mm-hmm.
We got some big old thunder thighs.
If we have leather seats, there's no ventilation.
It sticks. Everything is sticky. Everything is hot.
I would rather sit bare ass on my seat than get out and have an ass mark on my shorts or my dress.
Dude,
I've done it. I keep a towel in my car in the summertime so I can just sit on it.
Listen, if we're together, I'll drive you everywhere.
I love that for me.
But also, I'm one of those people like nervous at the doctor's appointment for the gyno, or just like when they come in and I'm like, oh, she's about to check my shit. Like, and I'm just getting like mentally prepared to just be like, how are we down there? You know?
Why?
The light? I don't know. I'm always like, hi. Like, how are ya?
See, I'm always like, they've definitely seen worse.
Oh, definitely. But then every single time I go to scoot, my ass is like stuck. Because that, that paper that's like, and it's hot in the room. My ass is stuck to the paper. It's shredding. Yeah. It is shredding. Now we're shredding and I'm doing the scoot like this. And it's just shredding under me.
They're like, bringing the backups. We need more paper.
And then I get up and it's just like in pieces stuck to my ass.
They actually have to come in and sanitize the actual thing. I feel
like fucking Eeyore leaving, like I'm moping and I'm just like, man, I had that shit stuck in my butt crack.
And why? Okay, so you've been going to the gyno, I would say at least 15 years, if not longer. How come we can never get to the end of the thing and they always have to say scoot down at least 2 to 3 times?
I don't, and I always think I'm down there.
I'm sure. Like,
a little more.
Like, I'm just sure I'm going to fall off. Like, I'm positive I'm going to slide off. And she's like, okay, a little more. And then I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, am I the asshole? Because I can't figure out how to get to the edge.
Mm-hmm. I always feel like I'm on the edge because I can feel a breeze as soon as I open those legs. Yeah. And then she's like, a little more. And I'm like.
The stirrups? Wild.
You know what really freaks me the fuck out?
What?
It's the contraption they put in to open you.
Oh, the little duck thing?
They're like, wah.
Yeah.
That, as soon as I see that, I'm like.
See, I don't mind. I'm like, wow, like you're getting in there. You really want to see what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
And I appreciate that.
And then she takes the light and they're like, whoop, right in there.
The little light.
And I want to be like, how are we doing?
I wish they would wear a headlamp. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh my God. Like they're digging for gold or something. A miner.
Yeah.
Did you find that gold nugget?
Yeah.
Or did you just find the paper that's in my ass?
Or the IUD that you stuck up.
Oh, okay, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, that's not what we saw.
Dude, that's about. That's a good one for an episode about like.
For fat. We should ask Farrah that.
We'll have a episode of Farrah. Mm-hmm. Like, hey.
AMA, ask me anything. Yes, ask me anything.
We'll do that.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, damn it. I got two. I'm picking the less wordy one. Okay. When people don't put their shopping carts back.
Okay, guys, I have a very exciting full circle moment with you to share with you.
Hmm. We're excited about it.
Super good. Little Lush IPA.
Is that like a local
Frost
brewery?
Beer Works? It's from Vermont. So good.
Hmm.
So the other day I went to Wegmans just to grab a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
About to go in. There's this cute old man. Like I love old people, especially like older men. Just fucking love them. He's probably like 80. He was old.
Anybody who reminds me of the little man from Up.
He's like grouchy, but then he just needed love. He was upset. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going in and I see this guy like looking like, oh man, I have to bring the cart way over here or back inside. And I'm like, sir, can I take your cart for you? He's like, oh yeah, that'd be so great. Like so sweet about it. Like I was saving his life. And I was like, so then I go shop. I use his cart to do my shopping. So I'm like,
You use his cart?
I did. I'm
like it's not a public entity.
Yeah, I'm gonna use his cart because he was the cutest man and he looked pretty clean. Then as I'm leaving, I go to walk the mile to bring my cart and some guy is walking this way. Hey, would you like me to take your cart? Yes, sir. And it's like everything. Karma. Good karma.
Yeah.
And I just felt it. I was like, that was a cool moment.
Wow.
But yeah, put your shopping carts back. There's nothing worse than pulling into a spa and having a cart be right there. Then you're like.
I mean, if. Okay.
No. Oh, she doesn't put them back. You can instantly tell. You do not put your carts back.
I do sometimes.
She does not put her carts back.
Listen, if I'm in a pinch, I'm not doing it. But I've been trying to park near the cart.
Okay, carousel.
Houses, yeah. Carousels, so that I can put it back. However, if you're in Costco, The likelihood of you getting a spot on the weekend near a cart carousel is few and far between. So therefore, I'm finding a grassy knoll and I'm just going to put it there. I'm not putting it in a spot.
Oh, don't put it
fucking
in a
rude.
Okay.
But I will literally like I will physically lift up the cart and put it on like a grassy area
that
because
makes me feel a little better that you're not leaving it where cars park. Because there's been times I've almost hit them.
Oh, I will literally if I find a good spot and there's a cart there, I will literally park my car. Out half in, half out of the spot, go move the cart myself and then pull into the spot. Cause mm-hmm. I'm like,
you're like, I want the spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Mm-hmm. And somebody's ignorance is not going to make me lose a spot.
Oh, hell no. There's been times I pulled in and moved it slowly with my car. Ding, ding, ding.
I've done
ding,
that.
Ding. Yeah.
When I owned my car, I wouldn't do that with my lease.
Yeah.
Next. My little Ford Focus, I would.
Oh. Nikita. Nikki.
Oh. This is a long one.
Well, she said one thing and then went on a tangent about it. Okay, ready?
All right.
When people use the wrong door, like you go in the exit instead of the entrance. So she goes, if I have to stop because I'm exiting out of the exit door and you are entering through the exit door, I will say something. Drives me fucking mental.
Interesting.
She'll literally be like, excuse me, you're coming out the entrance.
Yeah. Also, that's not that difficult to like figure
out. It's
super
easy. It's literally.
It's labeled.
But I will say there are certain stores like Walgreens that I always go in and both doors open. So depending on what side you're coming from,
but,
I'm like,
but clearly, okay. So clearly if you see somebody coming out, be a fucking decent human and go in the other one.
That's a thing. So I love it. She'll stand in your way.
Just be like, hi.
She will literally be like, I worked out today.
I love that.
I can walk right into you. I love it though. She's spicy.
Yeah. I love her.
She's my señorita.
Señorita. All right. Ready? Constant talking. Lots of small talk.
Ugh.
Time and place.
Because you're like, I'm a constant talker.
I do. I talk a lot. You know who talks more?
Who?
My daughter.
Oh, Izzy is a talkaholic, but I love that for you because now you get to see what it's like for us people around you when
and
you never shut your mouth.
My mom's a constant talker.
Is your brother a talker?
He's the quietest man. Mm. And that's probably why, because he's like, these bitches.
Never shut up.
The quietest. He has his one, like, we'll go toe for toe one liners, which is great. It's like,
but he's not
coming, it gives me life, but
like, chat your ear off.
Oh, no.
You have to pull stuff.
I know nothing. I know more about complete strangers I've met one time in a grocery store than I do about my brother. He doesn't say shit. The most I know about him is what he posts on Instagram.
Oh, he's one of those mysterious men.
He's mysterious. I'm like, yeah, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. What's up with you?
And
he's like, what's in the background? He's like, oh,
a camel.
Nothing. Yeah, a fucking camel. Oh, really, sir? Where are you? Oh, I'm in Africa. Not a big deal. Really? That's not a big deal?
Couldn't be more opposite. Because you would be like, yo, I'm getting ready for my trip to Africa. What should I pack? And he's like, oh, I've already been to Africa and back.
I'm like, yeah, what did you do this week? He's like, oh, I was in Africa for a little bit.
And you're like, oh my God, what did you pack? What did you bring? What did you wear? And he's like, I don't know.
Literally.
We see you. We don't hear you, but we see you.
Yeah, we don't hear anything that you say because you say nothing. But it's hilarious to me because it's the complete opposite of how I am.
Oh, you're just
If I was going to Africa or
I would post
literally
it
anywhere, I'd be like, I'm going here. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this.
I would tell everyone.
I'd tell everybody.
Like, yo. My Africa trip's in 7 months.
He's low-key shady, but not in a shady way.
He just likes to keep his shit under wraps.
Always.
Appreciate that.
I want more, but it's fine. It is what it is. I've gotten used to it.
Okay.
I try and be more like him. I can't.
No, don't. I like who you are.
Oh, thanks.
Next.
No, I try and be more like low-key. I can't.
I physically can't.
Right? Yeah, I just did one.
It's literally will make you sick. People who have bad grammar.
Oh.
There and there. You're and you are.
You know what will not, you know what will show you about a generation and their grammar and spelling? A dating app.
Oh, thank
the
God.
The amount of, so there's prompts on dating apps, right? So you have pictures and then you have prompts where you have a a phrase or you have to finish a sentence or you have a question, and then you have to type in your answer. The amount of times I've seen bad grammar and bad spelling, boner kill.
I would die. Like, you're trying to sell yourself. You know what I mean? You're trying to sell yourself. So if you can't even get past just like the grammar on a dating app, and listen, I'm not saying everyone is like super smart or whatever, but the basics are pretty basic. So like you're
there.
Is it you're or you are?
There. Apostrophes, commas, capitalization even.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyways, grammar's important. And it's you can always tell with a person when it's also just Google rushed. It. But it's also, you can tell when it's rushed and the person just messed up, or if the person just does that constantly and you're like, you
especially
don't know
texting,
the difference.
Once you get into it and you're like, okay, no, this is who you are as a person.
And then you're like, no.
Because I actually don't even know what you're saying because your grammar is so bad. Literally.
Yeah.
Messy toothbrushers. What? Messy toothbrushers?
I think if you get like stuff everywhere on the sink, on your mouth, like just like, on the toothbrush. Yeah.
That is interesting.
I mean, that would annoy me if I find toothpaste in places and I'm like, keep it in your mouth.
Yeah. Like if I mean, yeah. It's like open mouth chewers. Are you an open mouth toothbrusher? Like that's weird to me. Like just everywhere?
I don't know.
Like if, for me, it's like, okay, if you spit, right?
Spat.
Even though spitters are for quitters.
Spat.
You spit. And there's toothpaste in the sink and you don't rinse it out. That's annoying to me.
That's gross.
I'm like,
but that's also like a messy toothbrusher.
Okay.
Shit in there.
I'm just thinking like just open mouth toothbrush and like the stuff's going everywhere. That's
well,
gross.
Well, I have an electric toothbrush and if you don't close your mouth, it gets everywhere.
Mm.
So if someone's just like, hey, what are you doing today?
Does that happen? Often?
Okay. Public hot tubs or pools. Can't do it. If it's at a resort and I have to go in, I have to wear water shoes.
Oh, there's layers to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we talking about public pools, but we're also talking about water shoes.
Hot tubs. And if she goes in.
As an adult
has to wear, this is my friend, has to wear water shoes. Just grosses her out because of like whatever could be in there.
But then the rest of her body's in there. So she's really just worried about like stepping on something.
I think it's in general. She'll try to avoid just going in at all costs.
My friend
ML's
like that.
It's like you're at a resort. You kind of like end up going in because you're probably really sweating balls and you have to go in.
Yep.
But I always feel like public places like that, they have more bleach in them and chemicals than anywhere.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like I'd prefer that over someone's pool that looked a little danky.
Dingy.
Like.
My friend ML is just like that. She's like, we go to Asbury Park every year. We stay at the same hotel, has a great pool, great pool bar. The only time she'll go in is to like rent, like get a little bit cool, and then she'll hop right out. And I'm like,
I'll be here all day.
Yeah.
I will swim through somebody's pee and not know.
I literally will talk to her. Like she'll be on the chair and I will talk to her in the fucking pool.
Yeah. I'll go through a warm spot where someone was just standing and be like, hopefully it was the sun.
I just don't care.
I could literally care less.
Same with the ocean. Like I love just like one of my favorite most serene times is just being in the ocean, almost like treading water, like floating and looking out onto the horizon. But I have to have a little bit of a buzz.
Yeah. If you don't, you're just like, is there something on my feet?
Then I get worried. I'm like, where's a fin? I get real nervous. But yeah, that is just, it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. People don't talk about that enough, I feel like. Oh my God. People who walk around talking on speakerphone, it's fucking unbelievable. Yes. People who talk on speakerphone, not only in public, but at the nail salon.
Weird.
Or at the hair salon.
That's all public. Anywhere. Even if you're like sitting in your house and speakerphone with just like a couple people around.
Common courtesy.
It's weird. Put an AirPod in.
Unless there's drama and you want everybody to hear it. And everybody's involved.
And it's always the people on speakerphone like holding it up to their face like, can you even imagine?
Like, get earphones. Get AirPods. Earphones, I think, come with your phone.
They do. But it's people don't care. And it's like, and then I'll get caught being like looking at someone because I'm like, oh, that's juicy. And then they stare at me like I'm an asshole for listening to their conversation.
When it's literally public information.
Public information. What happened to Joseph? Because I need to know. Because you just told me he fell down the stairs and lit the house on fire.
Is he okay?
And then you're walking away because I'm staring at you.
And then it's on the asshole because I'm following you.
I need to know.
For the plot line?
Is Joseph in the hospital or is he RIP?
Or is he in jail for arson?
Yes.
Nobody knows.
Have to know. Mm. Don't fucking look at me. You had it on your phone.
Yeah. If you're talking about it in public, it's public knowledge now.
That's like Facebook or Instagram where people put beef up about the person they're with. And you're like following. You're like, oh my God, what's happening? Like, did you see what's going on with Samantha and Joe?
Yes.
Wow. And then suddenly everything stops. Yes. And you're like, I have to know what happened.
You're like, wait, why did we stop posting?
It's like a soap opera.
No, literally.
Like, but how does it end? What happened between these two? And then you see memes of people being like, you put that shit out there. You need to fucking finish the story.
Right. What's the ending?
Inquiring minds need to know.
Need to know.
You put it out there first. Oh, I didn't just ask for the info. Yeah. Okay.
That is frustrating. Mm-hmm. Or it's... okay, so that is frustrating. You know what's also frustrating is hearing somebody on like AirPods talk mm-hmm. to somebody. You're only getting one side of the conversation. And if it's juicy or somebody's laughing or... I'm like...
I want to know.
I want in. Uh-huh. But you have no idea what's no going idea. On. But I feel like that's more exciting than
it is,
annoying.
You make it up.
Yeah, because the speakerphone's just fucking annoying. Because that's the other thing. With speaker, you can barely hear what they're saying mm-hmm. because it's muffled.
Mm-hmm. Or you hear the whole thing and you're like, didn't want to know that you didn't pick up your freaking medication and you might die in front of me.
Yeah, or your baby daddy some shit or mm-hmm. whatever. It's not my business, but now you're making my business. Mm-hmm. I love that.
All right, you're up.
Mm. Also, this is absolutely fabulous. I'm obsessed with it. Dragon fruit lemonade from
Kiki vodka
from the bar at the outlets. Okay. When you are in the bathroom with more than two stalls, but the person chooses to sit in the one next to you, like, what are you doing, weirdo?
So true. Like, what? And listen, I have such a hard time going to the bathroom in public, like, especially if I have to number two, which I don't like to talk about.
Yeah.
But if I have to go and then I'm like, I just have to do it.
Right.
And there's like five stalls.
Yeah.
I choose the one at the way end. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, there's no one else in here.
Yeah.
And then someone comes in and chooses the fourth stall.
And you're like, you don't want to do this.
And then I'm sitting there probably just like stiff as a board being like, I can't move. I can't do anything. I'm so uncomfortable.
It's like, why are you so obsessed with me that you're sitting directly next to me?
It is weird. Like, go to number two.
Like, you can tell, like, if a door is, like, cracked open, it's obviously free. You can also check for feet, like.
And it's, like, all the other four or three are not dirty.
Right.
Because I noticed when I went by and scanned them and just said, I want to be furthest away so no one's sitting
right.
next to me.
Right.
And you're sitting next to me.
I feel like guys have the same thing, from what I've heard, of, like, urinals. Like, if there's urinals, like, there's a couple and some guy, like, there's multiple
we'll
and
next
right
to
next to you. It's like,
weird.
What are you doing?
Like, we're both holding our dicks peeing.
Right.
So weird.
Or, like, they're, like, chatting with you. Like, don't.
Hey, man, how's the weather? I got my dick in my hand.
Yeah. And you have yours in your hand. Like, please stop.
That's weird. That's good.
I couldn't imagine that.
No.
I don't think I'd want a dick.
No. Oh, my God. We still have a lot of these.
I know. I told you there's, like, 30.
Oh, Kristen, this is for you. The way hotel TVs take forever to move to the next channel.
Yes.
Why though?
Why?
Why?
And they're like usually nice TVs.
Everything's nice. Why is it so slow? If you go to guide, it takes forever. And then you go up, it takes forever.
Yep. Volume even.
And your kid is like, hey, can we find something else? And you're like, no.
And you're like, you need to go run some laps and then come back and we'll figure it out.
It's the worst.
It's so bad. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what hotel you stay in.
But she said this was her absolute biggest pet peeve. So.
It's
we're
fair.
Here for you. We
we're
like
here for
that
you.
One.
We got it. Being around people who act rude or entitled to wait staff, servers, or customer service.
Nicole.
Agreed. So I had a friend who did this, and it was devastating because it's embarrassing for everybody around them, because I feel like it's a bad reflection on everybody else.
It is. It's like, why are you surrounding yourself or being in the presence of someone who can be so disrespectful and rude?
Yes.
You're not entitled. There's nothing special about you. I don't even care if you're the Pope. It's like, have some kindness. Yeah. When you're around people who do anything like customer service for a job, that's a hard job.
No, yeah, right.
So have some freaking grace for the people who do these jobs.
And they're helping you.
They're helping you.
They're getting you where you need to go, whether it's like a cheeseburger or the shirt that you want.
You know what? And it's like, this person may have said they do not want pickles on their sandwich and gave it to
the short order cook.
The kitchen.
Yeah.
And it came out with pickles. That is not on, like, don't always assume it's their problem.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, I didn't, if you want to send it back, I'd be the one to keep it and just take the pickles off. I love pickles. But if you're going to send it back, just be like, hey, you know, this, I asked for no pickles. It has pickles. They'll gladly take it back. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
I see that all the time with people. Mm-hmm. And it's usually higher up that the problem is, but they take it out on the people who are like the front line.
I was a server and gave this woman and her three daughters lunch. And it was a bougie restaurant that I worked at. And the lunch bill was $150. Mm-hmm. She left me a $0 tip.
Why?
Because she said, this isn't a reflection on you. It's just a reflection on the environment that we've been in and just like the level of quality of food. I'm like, well, that's not my problem.
No. It's like, tip me and then talk to
me. I will never forget about that because she was such a...
Oh. Do we have to hug?
And it's fine. It's fine.
Do you need a hug?
No, I don't. Okay. Because I'm over it.
Okay.
Am I though?
I was just going to say, I don't think we are.
That was just something that like stuck with me because I'm like, that none of this was my fault, but you're letting, like, what? Anyway.
Ready? Next up.
Struggling with that one.
It keeps
a little wiggly worm.
I'm trying to like put it this way. Ready? I still can't. When women can't handle their alcohol.
I will literally kill this person. Who?
I'm guilty of this.
But what do you mean? What do you mean?
No, I literally, since I was young,
can't handle. Okay,
beer tears.
And men are worse because they.
I can't.
Let's just go to the next one. I have nothing nice to say about or to that person. I don't even know who it is, but standing in line and people get too close for no reason.
Aurora.
I do hate that, especially with COVID times, like 6 feet. But now people are, I've had carts
like push up on you
on my heels. I've had people literally like bump into me. I'm like, I still need to check out.
So it's like, chill out for a second.
What's your rush? If you're if you're really in that big of a hurry, you should have gotten in line in front of me. Mm-hmm. But you're not, so.
Yeah. People just want to be like up on you. And it's like, there's no reason.
There's no reason.
You're not getting out faster.
And if you want to, go to self-checkout.
Yeah. I always do self-checkout.
I hate self-checkout. That's interesting. Do you hate the interaction of people during normal checkout?
I think it's just always faster. It's faster to do self-checkout.
Even for like a huge cart of groceries?
No, huge cart, I always go to like a person.
Okay, yeah.
Because otherwise,
for a couple
I'm like
items,
squishing my bread with the eggs or something.
Annoying, yeah.
Okay, this one resonates with me. And probably everyone. So if you're someone who does this, cars that pull out last second then drive slow. So if you're going to like be like, go right in front of me. And then
you mean like merging?
Just like, okay, this happens all the time coming off of my street. I'll literally pull out. I'll wait till there's no one around so I can just pull out.
Of your driveway? Or of your street?
On my street.
Okay, okay.
Okay. And there are other times when I feel like people, and I see it, they will literally go right in front of someone and there's no one behind. There's no one, know where you are. If there is no one behind these two cars that are coming up, wait a second.
Just understand your surroundings.
Understand your surroundings, because then you pull out and you go fucking slow.
But it's not even like they're trying to go slow. It's just the pickup of your engine is not of that of somebody who's been already traveling at X number of speed for over 500 feet.
Yep.
But be then a also, fucking smart human.
You end up following them and they don't even go to speed limit. So now I'm pissed because you cut me off. And that you're not even going the speed limit.
Below the speed limit. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for that ever. We all.
I try to be so.
Public service announcement.
Yes.
The speed PSA. Limit is actually 5 miles per hour over what's listed.
So if you go 35, we want to see you at least doing 40.
Yeah. Period. If it says 35, go 40.
And you're not going to get pulled over for that.
No.
They always say there's a 5 mile per hour buffer. And the thing is.
Unless you're in a school zone. That's school zone, problematic.
Oh, I go 15. If the light's blinking, I'm literally sure. Like I will turtle.
Break.
Yeah.
Break for a school zone.
But.
Save the kids.
Save the kids. Hashtag. But when I like see people not even doing. Okay. Listed 35. They're going like 28. I'm like, my eye starts going like.
Yeah.
It drives me insane because I'm like, we're literally going 12 under what we actually could be doing.
Right.
So if you cut me off and then go fast, I'll get it's over fine. It within 1 second.
Right. I'm like, okay, you had good intentions. Mm-hmm.
But if you cut me off and then I'm fucking stuck behind you.
Dude.
And getting red lights because you're going under the speed
You know what
limit?
The worst is? Somebody who breaks at a green light, assuming it's going to be a yellow light. Have you ever had that happen?
If it's yellow, you're still going.
But have you ever had somebody break at a green light assuming it's going to be yellow?
No, and then, I'd probably hit them.
Oh, I've been close twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
My boat, they're freaking
oh yeah
crushed.
They're dead. You have a fucking tank. When I'm shopping and try to go down an aisle and somebody is taking up the width of the aisle and doesn't move, I feel like I'm getting all of Nicole's. That's so true though.
If you are shopping, move your cart to one side or the other.
Yeah. Just do it. It's common courtesy.
Mm-hmm. And there's been times where, like, I will be distracted. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. And I'll move.
Or if somebody's just like, oh, excuse me.
It's like, move.
Yeah. I literally will have Izzy go in front of me. And I'll be like, just say excuse me to those people. She'll be like, excuse us.
I love that.
Like, yes.
People are just not aware.
No.
Ever. Never aware.
And why?
I don't get it. Like, I was taught to, like.
I think people are just self-centered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
They just care about themselves.
Shouting this one out to Nick. And this comes from like our softball team. When someone hits a home run in softball and jogs around the bases that you didn't have to. Like in my league, if you hit a home run, you literally don't have to run the bases.
Right. It's just automatic.
It's automatic. And there's like certain men out there who'll be like.
Funny that you would say men. Because of course it's fucking men.
Well, it's really. Listen, if I hit a home run, I would literally walk the bases because I'd be so happy because the field's so big. Never happened. But also, men are just like, look at me, I hit a home run.
Right. Like, you are an accountant, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking relax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a home run. You're gonna tell your fucking coworkers tomorrow?
Yeah. Yes.
Probably.
Yeah. So there's some people that you see who like you can tell they get home runs all the time. And then there's people who are like,
you know what that's
like
about?
They thrive on
act like you've been there before.
Yes.
It's so not classy. It's not classy mm-hmm. to act like you've been or are doing something for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to a fancy-ass restaurant, a hotel, place, act like you've been there before because it's embarrassing when you act like you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a bad reflection on yourself.
It is. It makes you look like you're not, like, I don't know.
Oh, it's my
don't
turn?
Pick. I'm going to give you this one because the last one was Nicole's. She gave us a few.
knee bouncing and nail biting. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. My ex does both of those things. The knee bouncing, I'm like, can you literally just take a Xanax?
Mm-hmm.
Like, go outside, smoke a joint, and come back in. Because mm-hmm. I can't, like, your knee bouncing is making me anxious. Because
mm-hmm.
all I see is your fucking knees going. I don't want to see that. Because it's, now I'm like, why are his knees
like,
bouncing?
Is something going on? Are we upset about something?
Oh, are you, yeah, are you angry?
Mm-hmm.
Are you anxious? Do you have somewhere you need to be?
Mm-hmm. And nail biting. I'm a bad nail biter. Actually, I haven't really done it super often now, but when I feel something coming on and I feel anxious, I get my nails painted so I don't bite them, which okay. is why I recently got them painted because I was feeling a little anxious.
Interesting. I've never been a nail biter.
And anxious. It's gross. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, because your hands, I mean, there's so many germs on your hands.
So many germs. Yeah. So I get it. But yeah, but the knee bouncing.
The knee bouncing kills me.
Last but not least, men who wear flip-flops not around water. I don't really have a problem with it. As long as like your feet are kept up with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see any weird long ass nails or like grime.
No, I don't want long like nails. Clean. I don't want crooked toes. I don't want
ashiness. You can't say crooked toes. You cannot. Those are certain things that you can't deal with.
Then if you wear sneakers.
No. If you're born with crooked toes, go on with your crooked self. As long as you're clean. As long as they're clean and kept up with.
No.
You can't help the crookedness. That's like literally saying to someone like.
No, I get it. You can't help the crookedness, but you can prevent others from being disgusted by it.
I want to see your crooked feet. I don't want to touch them, but I'll see them. I don't mind feet. So if you have crooked toes, bring them on.
Yeah. Like,
wear those flip-flops. Everyone deserves to wear flip-flops. Just make sure your feet are clean.
I'm fine with flip-flops as long as your toes are okay and your feet are okay.
As long as your toes aren't crooked and as long as there's no hair and as long as they're not gooey.
Not a gooey foot. Not a gooey foot. Who in their right mind?
I don't know.
Shrek?
Knox. Knox puts his foot in the slime container.
Oh my God.
I'm like, hey, buddy.
This is why I don't have boys. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would do good with boys.
No.
Uh-uh.
The only thing.
I'd be the worst mom ever.
The weirdest thing about boys is just the parts.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those.
It's constantly there. He'll be like, bling, yeah. Bling, bling, bling. Like this morning, and I'm like, dude, put it away.
You're like, stop. Put your underwear
it's
on.
It's just different.
Yeah.
But then you have Sage, who's just like, I need some cream. It's red. I'm like, there's so much happening all the time between like, parts.
Both of you, go back to bed. School's canceled. It's fine. Mommy needs you some time.
Never, you would never think, like, you know you're becoming a parent. You know when, like, the kids are babies. That they're like, oh,
nobody
you got a rash.
Preps you for the other shit.
You got a rash, cool. But then when they start getting older and they're like 5 or almost 6 and 4 and they have problems and you're like, oh, okay.
Shit, yeah.
I'm like, how do I put cream on you and underwear when you're going to school?
Right.
Right? It's all these weird things. It's and I'm like,
odd.
Make sure your teacher wipes you. Like, you know?
Things you never thought you'd have to say.
Though. They just let them do their thing. And I'm like, she's not being properly
UTIs.
Dried.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's something that sets
anyway,
me off.
That's our episode for today.
We are super happy that you gave us all these cool responses.
Yeah.
That was such a fun one. We're going to do more of these of like random topics that we'd love for you to participate in. It makes it fun for us and it kind of just brings us all together and at each other's level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we all agree with all of these.
Yes.
Literally, there wasn't one that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I loved it. Thank you for joining us. You can catch all the behind the scenes content at the Unbothered Moms on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Share, subscribe, like us, follow, send us to your family and friends, and we'll catch you next week.
See you.